This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 28th. God's word for you today is 7. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 112, verse 9. And it says, "They share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor." If you learn to be generous, God promises good things will happen to you. Number 2, God promises your children will be blessed. Number 3, God promises it will bless your work and business. Number 4, God promises you will be happier. Number 5, God promises your influence will increase. Number 6, God promises you will end up with more. And number 7, God promises to meet all your needs. Paul, speaking in Philippians chapter 4, verse 17 and 19, says, "I want you to have the good that comes from giving. My God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. All your needs will be supplied in the name of Jesus. You will not live in lack and want in the name of Jesus. All your needs will be met in the name of Jesus." 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 to 8 says, "You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, and plenty left over to share with others." I am sure you have noticed that I am giving you a lot of scripture references. This is to show you that this is not the intelligence of man's wisdom. These are words to live by. The Bible says, "Do not give reluctantly or under pressure." I have said this before. I am saying it again. If you ever feel pressured by anybody, even me, to give, do not do it. But I will feel guilty, or maybe God will not be happy with me. No, God does not work like that. If you feel pressured, pause. Do not do it. We do not pressure people to give in God's Favorite House. We challenge people to give. Huge difference. It is up to you to make up your mind to give. The Bible says, "God loves the person who gives cheerfully." That is a premise. It says, "Then God will generously provide all you need." So, you need to fulfill the premise, which is, do not give reluctantly, give cheerfully, but give you must. Then God will generously provide for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in all things, at all times, you will have all you need and plenty left over to share with others. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to share freely and give generously, not reluctantly, so that according to your word, I will enjoy God's generous provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.